Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome to Psalms of Hope. Well, some listeners have written that the day this program comes on in their area, it's a special day for them. Well, the privilege of spending this time with you is special for me too. And I'm very excited to be sharing with you on this program some stories of how various songs came to be written and sometimes what special meaning it has for me. I believe music is one of the great gifts that God has extended to His children. Through God-honoring music, I've had some of my most precious spiritual experiences with the Lord as I gave to Him my adoration and praise and received back an incredible awareness of His love for me. And that's one reason why I play a song in between my modern-day psalms, as I call them, to encourage and bless you too. As I'm now in my 14th year of broadcast, you dear listeners have affirmed that you too enjoy this format. Thank you for your letters and emails and prayers and support. And if you haven't written in, I'd love to hear from you too. Well, this first song I'm going to play for you is by Thomas Dorsey, who wrote over 450 jazz and blues songs. Well, some years later, he suffered a nervous breakdown after he lost his wife and newborn son. During that time, he turned his life over to Christ and began leading the choir in his church and writing Christian music. Thomas died in 1983, and in his lifetime, he wrote over 1,000 Christian songs, many of which are sung today. Well, in 1937, Thomas Dorsey wrote the song, Peace in the Valley. Now, fast forward 40 years, and my husband and I were ministering in Jamaica. I'll never forget a young man early one morning working in the flower beds outside our hotel cabana, and he was singing Peace in the Valley. He sang, I am tired and so weary, but I must go along. And then the young man continued singing of a time coming when he sang, the morning is bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as clear as the day. Oh, I can still hear his rich, melodic voice in the early morning like it was yesterday, singing about the peace that only Jesus can give. Now here's Vern Jackson, one of my favorite singers, singing for you, Peace in the Valley.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes to call me away. Oh, oh, oh yeah. Well, the morning's so bright, and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black, black as the sea, oh yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow. gentle, and the wolf, he will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yeah. Well, the beast from the wild shall be led by a child. Then I'll be changed from this creature that I am. Oh, yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me.
Peace in the valley, oh yes, that's what Jesus promises us. Not that we won't go through a valley, but with Jesus, we can have peace in the valley. You know, there are certain words in the Bible that are comforting and precious to us. Words like love, joy, peace. The list could go on and on, but no word in the Bible is more precious to us in a time of trouble than the word peace. And that's what Jesus promises us. Well, on this program, I'm sharing the story of how songs came to be written. This next song I'm going to tell you about was written by Mary John Wilkin, and she wrote over 400 country songs. Many of them were recorded by the top country artists. But with all of her fame and fortune, she was not happy, and she became an alcoholic. When she was at the lowest point in her life, even having considered suicide, she gave her life to Christ. But still tempted with her addiction, one day she sat down at the piano and began to play and sing out of her spirit the entire chorus to One Day at a Time. She quickly wrote the words on the back of an envelope as fast as she could write, and then continued to sing it again with the words flowing out of her. Well, since that time, Mary John has written approximately 300 gospel songs. One of the first songs she wrote, and her most famous, One Day at a Time, has been recorded by more than 600 artists. Well, the song the Lord gave her, which really is a prayer, says, "One day at a time, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do." Oh, I think all of us have gone through times in our lives when we aren't sure we could make it through our trials. But like Mary John Wilkin, we can pray, "Lord, help me. One day at a time, that's all I'm asking from you." If you find yourself in a place in your life right now where everything seems dark and overwhelming, just take a moment to stop what you're doing and listen to Gary McSpadden singing for you, One Day at a Time.
I'm just a human. I'm only a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day. That's all I'm asking from you. Just help me today to do everything that I have to do. and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. All the pushing and shoving are crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Yes, one day. That's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time. Yes, Lord, help me today. Show me the way, one day at a time.
I am only human, I am just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb, Lord. For my sake, help me to take one day at a time. Oh, sometimes that's the only prayer we can pray, isn't it? Lord, help me with just today, one day at a time. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, and I'm sharing with you some of my favorite songs and the stories of how they came to be written. It's my prayer that these songs will minister to your heart wherever you are in the world. Another songwriter that writes songs that speak to my heart is Andre Crouch. He didn't have any formal musical training, but as a child, sometimes he would hear something on the radio and then go home and play it on their piano at home. Well, one Sunday morning in church, when he was a very young boy, his father called him up to the piano to play a song. It was a total surprise to him, but his father realized that Andre had a gift of music. Later, he went on to get training and has been a choral arranger, as singer, as well as working on the musical score of The Lion King. Andre has received many awards and honors and written many songs that are sung by musicians all over the world. But perhaps the song that most stands out is the song titled My Tribute. Since 1971, thousands of people have recorded it around the world, and it's been translated into many languages. The words are so powerful. Let me read a few of them. How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Oh, what a wonderful song. So take a moment with me to pause and give thanks to God as you listen to Evie Carlson sing the song, My Tribute.
How can I say thanks for all the things that you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels
Yes, how can I say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you give to prove your love for me. What a wonderful song of thanks to the Lord. I hope it blessed you too. Well, Dottie Rambo is another of my favorite current day songwriters. Even though she had many problems in her life, including a lifetime of back pain, she crisscrossed the country many times, singing and ministering for the Lord. And during her life, she wrote over 2,500 songs, many of which are classics and standards in today's Christian world. One of my favorite of hers is the song, He Looked Beyond My Faults. She wrote this when her brother was dying. He was down to 65 pounds. Dottie went to visit him in the hospital, and she told him again about Jesus and that Jesus wanted to save him. But Eddie told her he had been too wicked, that he'd been in prison, he was a gambler, a thief, and had done so many things God would not save him. Sadly, she left, and later as she was praying for Eddie, the Lord gave her both the words and the melody for the song, and she went back to the hospital and said to Eddie, "My darling Eddie, I have some words for you." And she sang, "Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he came to save me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need." Well, through the ministry of the words of that song, Eddie later received God's forgiveness. And maybe you, dear listener, feel like Eddie. You've done too many horrible things for God to forgive you. Or maybe the kind of person that everyone thinks is wonderful, but you know the ugly side of you. Or you may even be a Christian, and yet you know there are sins hidden deep in the recesses of your heart. Wherever you find yourself right now, just listen to this song and let Jesus confirm in your heart that he will look beyond your faults and extend to you his grace and forgiveness. Now here are the Dixie Melody Boys singing, "He Looked Beyond My Faults."
Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise, for it was grace why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul.
He looked beyond my faults and saw my
and saw my need.
Yes, Jesus does look beyond our faults, loves and forgives us anyway. Oh, I'm so thankful for that, aren't you? If you're struggling without Jesus in your life, receive the gift of His grace and you will be free. You will have liberty from those sins that would bind you. Email or write to me or call the station where you're listening to this program if you need someone to pray for you. I know that God loves you and He will look beyond your faults, no matter what they are. As I've shared on earlier programs, God-honoring music is life-changing, and that's why I play music for you. You may not have thought about it, but there are hundreds of songs in the Bible, some of them composed thousands of years ago by the earliest Israelites who used harps, trumpets, and even drums to create the songs that they sang as they worshiped the Lord and even as they went into battle. Many of King David's songs are collected in the book of Psalms, and in Psalm 145, a song of praise, David gives us some important reasons for praising God. He wrote, "His greatness is unfathomable. His splendor and majesty are glorious. His works are many and wonderful. He upholds those who fall, and His power is awesome." And yes, that's the basis for a song we now sing in our churches entitled "Awesome God." I'm sure you've heard that many times. Well, I pray that you've been blessed by this program. If you'd like a CD of this program, just write and ask for the Song Stories CD, and I'll send it to you as my gift. But if you can tuck in a gift, large or small, we'd appreciate it so much. It helps us to stay on your station. So this coming week, before we meet again, may I encourage you, as the Apostle Paul wrote to the Ephesian church, to speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And don't forget to write to me and ask for the CD of this program. Do tune in same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, samanthalandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.